Whoa, whoa. Lovers know my walls like animals. They trust the hand that wields. On the rafters, Latin inscription. Move like ripe wheat in the breeze. And the breeze behaves as if it had been taught the secrets of masturbation by a library. What do I know? Yes. And the question opens like a window. Through it I see the sea, practicing skepticism, agreeing and withdrawing in the same motion. A tide that votes for everything and nothing with equal courtesy. Far out of back turns, undecided as a wise man, certain as a mountain. The whale is an essay with blood startled and black in it. A self trying itself upon the water. I lean my forearms on the sill, and the salt speaks to the skin in a grammar older than doctrine. Montaigne's hand moves over the page without hurrying, and the ink brightens as if it were remembering its origin in smoke and tree. He writes of custom. It's second nature. And how it saddles us so quietly that we mistake its bridle for a birthmark. The sea nods. A long swell moves like a law that has forgotten who authored it. When the whale surfaces, the spray baptizes my forehead. With a cool impartiality, I laugh custom loose a little. The page keeps writing me. He turns to friendship, which is not a market and not a sermon. Only two minds walking and giving each other shade. He names Laboeltsi and the room changes color. The light leans closer and learns to whisper. In the cove, a pair of dolphins write their brief arguments along the skin of the water. And each accepts correction with joy. The whale hangs deeper, a vast witness that refuses applause. I feel a palm against the center of the chest, not to push, only to specify the place where speaking becomes touch. He writes of cannibals and the neat unsavage virtues of those we misname. The shore answers with a bowl of fruit and a blade honed on patience. We eat the fruit, bleeds a little sun into the mouth. The blade sliced the noon into manageable pieces. The whale sends up a warm fog that smells of fat and iron. And the fog wraps strangers until we are busy learning each other's names with a care that embarrasses the map. On coaches now, on the theater of travel, on the way bodies are carried shaken, tenderized into recognitions that sit more clearly than ideas. We ride the path as the thin consent between stone and hoof. Every term proposes a difference and our joints ascend. I think of the belly where I once learned the topography of patience, the coach of ribs for windows, a lamp that praised the oil it burned, a driver who was only pressure. The memory descends like brain. Montaigne nods understanding that to write is also to ride in the dark with good appetite. He writes of experience, and at once the room grows edible. The chair licks the back of my knees with comfort. The ink tastes slightly of winter apples. The margin smells of a dog asleep. I drop my carefulness as a swimmer drops clothing and wade into the page. Experience is not a proof, he says, it is a diet. I'm fed the salt at the root of the tongue. The whale lifts and dips in the low rhyme of that movement moves into the wrist, into the waist, into the breath where it meets the spine. I am corrected into pleasure.